Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. When you hear Ozzy, that means it's time for – what did we come up with? Greenberg's the – if Ozzy's the Prince of Darkness, Greenberg's the Sultan of
Death.
I don't know. Greenberg, what's your name again?
I was like a minion spreading the gospel of rock and roll.
Yeah. The minion of gospel.
The minion of gospel. Okay.
All right. Our boy Neil Greenberg joining us from the Washington Post, kind enough to make time for his weekly podcast appearance via the Rude Guest Hotline. Greenberg, from an analytical standpoint, what the hell happened in Minnesota?
We actually have an analytical term for this. It's called poo-poo.
I think that worked in real life, in everyday life too, bro, Neil.
It's one of the few times when like the analytics and the eye test converge. Yeah, I mean, this was bad. I mean, even like the adjusted scores that we do, you know, to account for fluky plays and stuff like this, still would have seen them lose like 24-10. So, yeah, this was about as bad of a game as you can possibly have. Everything that could go wrong went wrong in that game, from, you know, defense to the injury, et cetera. It was tough. It was tough to watch. Yeah. And it's unfortunate because, you know, a lot of fans are upset. Any sort of goodwill that was built up last year, I think, is almost gone. And that includes for, Quinn, Adam Peters, even Jaden Daniels, you know, especially in light of how well Drake May is doing. It's tough. And I mean, I get being upset, but, you know, to come away with this and say that Jaden Daniels is brittle or can't stay healthy, to me, is a little bit silly because, you know, the elbow injury was fluky. The injury against Minnesota, he was running downfield to make a play after his interception and just got bodied by a defender. You know, and if you think about it, the one time he was actually hurt while quarterbacking last year, he played through it. Like, we didn't even know he had broken ribs or whatever. I don't get that narrative. But, you know, again, when you're this bad, people will just start clinging to anything to support their view of the team. But, you know, again, I mean, this is just a team that's, you know, it's not cursed, but it certainly feels that way.
You feel like it's a team that's damned. I agree with you a lot because we'll be talking about a little story later on, and I went back and I looked at a lot of the videos that the dude used in his story, and I also remember he got hurt in the pocket a couple times this year where they try to act like he's always running when he gets hurt. And I just think that, you know, the narrative gets blown out of proportion when you don't have the wherewithal to go look at the actual videos and look at and know the actual story to be able to combat some of that stuff, where people just throw it out there. And like you said, people just grab anything. They don't know. They just grab it and run with it.
Yeah, it's an echo chamber of sadness, right? I mean, misery loves company. Yeah. So when you're feeling down about your team, those type of narratives snowball a lot easier. Because, you know, let's face it, it's a lot easier to be angry and point fingers, especially from the comfort of our own home, than it is to really critically think about the issue. And, you know, again, anyone that's assessing grades or is saying that this team regressed or isn't as good as last year, I really do feel is glossing over the injury part of it. Because I point to, again, how like Baltimore and Cincinnati did when they lost their quarterbacks. And, you know, their quarterbacks have come back into better, I think, more stable situations. So they were able to get back into the playoff race. But we forget, last year was supposed to be a rebuilding year for Washington. And, you know, a lot of people are mad at Adam Peters for not addressing the defense situation. But he's in a lose-lose situation, right? I mean, if he doesn't give Jaden Daniels weapons to work with, then he's squandering his first-round pick. And, you know, if you're just building the offense, then you're neglecting the defense. Like, you can only do so much. And that's why rebuilds take time, because you can't get impact players on both sides of the ball efficiently in the draft and free agency, especially not now, because teams lock them up.
Well, now, you know, so, people do it with their fantasy football team, so you could definitely
that's
do
the
that
problem,
in real
right?
Life.
You're exactly right. I think that is the biggest problem, because to us, and I'm saying us like the public at large, it's easier to address injuries because we can just go in the fantasy pool and find somebody, because there's only 10 teams and they're only offense and it's not real. But I do think that's part of it. I think that really does skew the mindset of what really goes in to an organization trying to rebuild. And, you know, again, last year, and I said this before on the show, probably the worst thing to happen to the club, because it recalibrated expectations in a way that was really tough to live up to in year two.
Mm-hmm. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Greenberg at N Greenberg. Check out his work in the Washington Post. So we're going to have a discussion about it in a minute. This article from The Ringer talking about Jaden's slide rate and all of these things. You got to look at the data, and you got to look at the games and the numbers. I understand all that. But when a guy is in and out of the lineup as much as Jaden is, isn't it pretty hard to really get a consensus on what this year has been? They played, 13 games, and I think he started six of them? Seven?
Like, boy.
As a statistician, as somebody that understands where to apply numbers to gather a conclusion.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget.
at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Like, is it relevant when you've got a guy? So Jaden started 7 games, which means he's finished 4 games this year. Like, is it accurate to start to distill information when the sample is as maybe not small, but like non-congruous as normal?
Yeah. I mean, I am not making any conclusions about Jaden Daniels' future, the team's future, the GM's future, the coach's future on anything I saw this year. And I actually think as a result, Washington is going to be very difficult to project for next year. And much like last year, when, you know, you're going to have to look at the extreme cases. Like, what if they are healthy and can get better on defense and have an easier schedule? Like, you know, I think the expectations are going to be out of whack next year too. But no, absolutely not. I mean, there's so much noise in football analytics to begin with to try to use them for a guy that's, like you said, in and out of the lineup. He's hurt. The players around him are hurt. You know, they're playing a stronger schedule. There's just so many other things that go into it. No, I mean, I haven't written anything about this team this year that much from an analytical point of view because I'm not comfortable with it. Like, there's the range of outcomes for this team is too big for me to say with any certainty, like, I know what's going on or I have any comfort level of what's happening. So, you can look at the film and you can certainly point to instances where you can match them up to a data point, but I would not be drawing any lines between those data points this year because there's just too much chaos that happened with this team.
Mm-hmm. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here, I want to make sure we get to some Caps. Huge game tomorrow night. I will be in the building fired up. Going to go cover pregame for NBC4. But before we do that, I have a straight-up personal, selfish question for you. Shout-out to me. I'm in 3 fantasy leagues, made the playoffs in all 3. That's hard to do, Brian. But I've been leaning on Jacoby Brissett for the last month in 2 of my leagues. Brissett is playing the Texans this week. I don't think I can roll with Jacoby against Houston, right?
You probably shouldn't.
No, Houston has one of the best defenses in the league, and they're going to be a relatively low-scoring game. Houston would not be a team that I am targeting in terms of playing a player. I think that defense is too good.
A mess around and find out situation.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, I don't think. If you have any other options...
Trevor like Lawrence?
I don't know, maybe there's like a grandfather you can pick up and plug in.
Tua on Monday Night Football, Trevor Lawrence, CJ Stroud, Tyler Shook.
Hold on, he ran for
2 touchdowns last week, B.
Yeah, maybe that's your – look, do you think you're favored in the matchup or do you think you're an underdog?
Favored slightly.
Okay.
But I don't care about that fantasy. Who knows, dude?
Well, yeah, but that kind of helps a little bit. You want the
– Actually, I just looked. I'm the underdog.
Okay, then you want to go with the highest ceiling, which is probably like a rushing quarterback from New Orleans.
Hasn't Lawrence been playing better?
Yeah, but again, you want the upside. Like you want the upside to maximize your outs if you're an underdog.
Is Shook a running quarterback, or did he just run last week?
I don't know. Find out. F around and find out, right?
Yeah. There you go, Jay. Tell him, Neil. I'll be asking you all these questions. Yeah, my question is he going to share some money with you? Because he's so getting all your – he's picking your brain.
Friendship is my reward.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Agape love.
You know how much he's winning, huh?
Dude, my fantasy leagues are very low stakes.
Oh, I know.
It's not big money.
At least you're invited. Pride. I haven't been invited to a fantasy league in probably like 5 years.
Really?
I was kicked out
of a
family. That's
because you're probably
league.
Too good.
They look at you automatically. Yeah,
you're like
an analyst
shark.
Guy. Like, so – I was down in Louisiana 1 year, and the guy wasn't there. So they let me pick his team for him. I don't follow fantasy football at all. I just picked his team. He won the league. I am banned from picking for anybody the rest of the league. I can never pick for anybody else. I picked nobody that the fantasy thing said pick. I picked who I thought.
That's why. I was politely excused from our fantasy, a family fantasy league.
So. Well, let me be clear. Like, if I'm starting a fantasy league, I'm not inviting you, Greenberg. If I'm going to play, if I'm going to play tackle football on Thanksgiving, I'm not inviting B. Mitch. There's certain things like
I hear you.
If you guys are going to a vodka drinking contest, you probably don't want to bring me. I'm pretty good at
so,
that.
So Neil, you're going to be going to the tackle football game.
I'm
going to be going
to
the fantasy
football
game. Yeah, I'm
all set. Let me start working out on the treadmill.
I think I can handle that vodka thing.
Yeah, you'd be all right in that too. Yeah. Greenberg, how good are the Caps?
I don't want to jinx it, but they're good? Question mark. I mean, they're this is a team that has a high ceiling, right? We just talked about that. Like, this is a team that when they get rolling downhill, you're not going to beat them. They just have too much happening. They have good goaltending. They have a lot of scorers. Tom Wilson is leading the team in scoring, but Alex Ovechkin is not far behind. So that's like a huge plus for this team. They got two other double-digit scorers. Ryan Leonard, I like him. I like his play style. I really do enjoy watching him play. This is a team that that can hurt you if you don't take them seriously. And like I said, as long as Ovechkin is playing like he's in his 20s, which he has been, this is a dangerous team. So enjoy it while it's happening. We've had 2 years now, I think, where this team has kind of over-exceeded expectations. And big matchup coming up against the Hurricanes, who, it's a good spot to show that they're for real, and, this isn't fluky.
It's a big spot, and I think that arena should be pretty juiced up tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, they're the best team in town again, right? Like, like if you want to see winning performance, they're really your only option. So I think that they're going to be pretty popular in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, well, yeah. Respectfully, that's not a high bar to clear. Especially once the Spirit season was over, there weren't really many good teams in town. I'm glad the Caps have turned this thing around. I think that should be a ton of fun tomorrow night. Last thing, what'd you think of how college football ended up drawing everything up?
If head-to-head mattered in between Miami and Notre Dame, then Miami should have been ahead of Notre Dame. The fact that Miami gets to leapfrog Notre Dame the last week of the season without playing, that to me just shows that your polling doesn't really mean anything, right? Like you're not polling to get a list of the best teams, because in the end you're just going to put in there who you want to put in. Yep. And if that's the way you bill it, that's fine. But that's not the way that you bill it. You bill it to have all these committees and discussions about who are the 12 best teams, who are the 12 most deserving teams, and you can't tell me that one game settles a debate when I think one team was much better than the other one. So, again, you want to have it that way, I have no problem with it, but you seem like you move the goalpost near the end just to, to make a point or to do whatever it is that you want it to do. I don't think that that's the right way to go about it. So I do disagree with it. But in the end, now Miami needs to show them that they picked the right team.
I have some thoughts. I also think it's so easy for us to zero in on if they screwed Notre Dame out of this thing. The confluence of events that were required for Notre Dame to get screwed, I also think were so extreme that it's like, we just boil it down to, oh my gosh, Notre Dame got screwed. What if UVA just won the game? So many things could have happened that would not have screwed Notre Dame.
Yeah.
But there was it was if A, then B, then B, then C, then C, then D. Like, so many triggers happened for them to be thrust into that situation. I think there should be some
understanding. I still wonder how Alabama just rolled up in there. That's what I'm
that's the other thing, too.
That troubles me right there.
Look, but
they lost the last game they played, and they lost 3 games total, right?
They had the best win in college football all year.
Who?
Bama.
Against who?
Going to Georgia and winning in Athens.
Then they
lost. That's the best win in college football.
And then they lost
all
the next time they played them.
So are we really just looking at the best win for each team? Like, is that?
I know.
Is that the criteria?
Bama's stretch of road wins.
I think the best win in college football this year was Indiana beating Ohio State in the championship.
Well, the other part of it is how do you consider conference championship games? Because, like, these teams are just going to start opting out.
But if the playoff has created some real questions, and it's right before you go, we make this decision and you lose it, I have to count it.
Right. They just made the precedent that every game counts, and head-to-head games count more than anything else. Like, that's the precedent that they just set.
I am a believer in head-to-head games should count more. Like, you play the other team, who wins matters. All right, we got to go, Greenberg. I think we can do this.
Love you guys. We'll talk about it more next week.
All right, man.
Thank you, bud. That's our friend Neil Greenberg. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg. When we come back, article in The Ringer. The headline is about Jaden Daniels and what is happening this year. Is there enough to really dive into that? Let's find out. B. Mitchell Finley.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.